Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back to the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. It's not a fun story, just like yesterday, except for like a little bit worse, because one more loss and one more injury. Same injury, but it's worse than we thought. Anyway, we'll get to that in a few minutes. Grant McCauley is going to join us as well. We'll talk some Braves with Grant. Maybe Grant has a sliver of positivity. I really don't know. We'll find out, and then we'll get to an AMA at 140.
Joe, what about last night, the games in the NBA? When Steph Curry dropping 50 in Memphis, and then Ja doing Ja stuff.
What do we think Ja was doing?
Go get him. Go get him, chef.
We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt?
No. Go get him, chef.
Because it seems like Ja might have just cost himself some more money last night.
Just sit your ass down.
You just got to grow up.
You just got to grow up. You know? I understand people are, ain't a big deal.
It isn't a big deal.
It's a big deal because he's doing it.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And then Joker.
And the thing that people like, okay, it's not a big deal. Come on. Let's all, you grow up too. Like, you understand the context that it's in with that guy, right? Yes. Like, you're right. A guy doing that is not the end of the world, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
He also played really well.
He was great.
When Ja's played the last month and a half,
they've been good.
Ja's been balling. Well, they haven't, but Ja's been good.
Well, he's good.
They still lose every game, but Ja's been balling.
Then, damn, 60-point triple-double. I remember a month ago we were talking about that. And I was like, yeah, Shea Gilders got sold up. And then it was Joker had, what did he have, a 20-20-20 or something
like that? 30-20-20
game.
Which no one had ever
done. And then you're like, I don't know. I think Shea's going to get it.
I think he will.
But damn, Joker is cold-blooded.
Yeah, and I don't want to take anything away from Shea because Shea's having an incredible season.
Yes.
He's the best player on the best team.
Yes.
He does it on both sides of the floor. Like, he's an incredible basketball player. But, like, what Joker's doing is maybe one of the five best seasons in NBA history.
Ever.
But he's done it before. Not to this level.
Yes.
But he's done it before, so everyone's a little bit numb to it. You know what the other thing is that I saw the other day that blew my mind about him? Dyson Daniels is going to lead the NBA in steals. You know who's second?
Joker. Really?
He's second.
Did not
in
know
total
that.
Steals, because it was SGA. Now, he doesn't, I guess it's not as many per game. I don't know what it is, but he's even doing it in terms of deflections and getting his hands on the ball on that side of the floor. He's not a great defender.
No.
Everybody understands that. Shea is a much better defender, certainly on the perimeter and locking guys up. But he impacts the game. Like, he still has a way of making it hard. He's just so smart, man. Like, he's such a smart player. 60, 10, and 10. In a loss?
Yes, because old Ant-Man.
And old Russ.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing with it is, okay, so what they're doing, they're trapping Ant-Man, trying to get the ball out of his hands, which you should do because Ant went crazy. And then you get the turnover you need. And Russ is like Russ always is, 1,000 damn miles an hour.
Yep.
1,000 miles an hour. And misses a damn point-blank layup.
Would have won him the game.
No, they were already winning.
But they would have put the game away.
Yeah, but all he had to do was stop.
All he had to do was get fouled.
And pull back.
Yep.
And then he commences, it's a disarray on defense. He comes back and then fouls a dude shooting a three-pointer. Mm-hmm. Like Russ had a Westbrook.
He did.
He had a way.
You take the good with the bad.
Yeah, man, Russ had a Westbrook moment yesterday.
Yeah, no,
what a great game.
They're such a weird basketball
team.
You
know that Minnesota's beaten them 6 straight times?
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And you obviously got them in the playoffs last year too. There's so many teams in the West that you don't want to see. Right. You just don't want to see them in the playoffs. Like, and I don't know, Denver's one of them. I have no idea what to expect from Denver. Like, they get the benefit of the doubt because of what they've done for the last handful of years, and they got the championship. But, like, if Denver found a way to lose in the first round, would that shock you?
No.
It wouldn't shock me either.
But it
like,
was...
I just, they're just so weird and inconsistent. And again, if anybody has any sort of answer for Jokic at all, which nobody does, they're going to just lose.
Yeah.
They got nothing else. I mean, those other guys are good players, but they're the most top-heavy good team in the NBA, I think.
It's him. And I think, you know, when you look at in the playoffs, Jamal Murray usually goes crazy in the playoffs.
Jamal Murray kind of takes it to a different level.
He didn't play last night. But, I mean, I like this OKC team. I got to see it.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Because I do believe that in the playoffs, teams are going to be running all kind of blitzes at Shea getting the ball out of his hand. And I don't know if them other dudes can do it.
All those other guys that provide probably the best depth in the NBA in the regular season.
Yes.
Are now going to have to go on the road in hostile environments in playoff games in the fourth quarter and have Shea get the ball taken out of his hands and hit big shots.
Yep.
None of them have ever done it before.
And I don't know. I got to see it.
Yeah, me too. I think they're really good, and it wouldn't surprise me if they make a run to the NBA Finals this year. But until they do, there's always that, like, we'll see. I don't think anybody buys Houston. Houston's the 2 seed right now. Mm-mm. Nobody would be surprised if Houston loses the first round of the playoffs. Mm-mm. And then you got Golden State at 18-2 when Jimmy Butler plays.
Unbelievable.
They're 18-2 when he plays.
Yes.
Nobody wants to see those guys.
Yeah. With those guys in playoffs, too, when you look at Steph and Dre and Jimmy, and we're just talking about when they get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Watch out.
And then the Clippers are lurking. My Clippers are right there lurking.
Here we go.
Don't let the Clippers get the 7 seed and play the Rockets in the first round. They will beat them. They will be in the second round of the playoffs.
Well, I mean, will Kawhi play?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you'd have to.
Yeah, yeah.
If Kawhi plays, none of what I said matters or it holds up.
All right. If Kawhi plays?
If Kawhi doesn't play, everyone has to forget that I was on the Clippers bandwagon for the last 2 months.
All right. That's what I'm saying. If Kawhi plays?
And if they lose and Kawhi does play, everyone can forget it too.
All right.
I don't want to be held accountable for any of this. Can I do that?
Yep.
Can I get away with that?
You sure can.
Okay, good.
Why can't you? I'm assuming. Why can't
and then there's the Eastern Conference where everybody wants to play you. Like, the Cavs and the Celtics aren't scared of anybody.
No.
Like, you know, I know the Magic gave the Cavs a run last year. They're a different team. I don't know. The Knicks, maybe.
Jalen Brunson gets back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson gets back. I mean, it's two teams.
It's just fast forward to the East Finals, man.
It's two teams.
Just fast forward and let those guys go at it.
It's two teams.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
May fires home. Oh. De La Cruz right back at him. Bobbled by Betts. And it gets away. Ozuna's going to score. And Atlanta grabs a lead in a very strange way here in the second inning.
It was. And they had a lead for a few innings, which is new for the last couple days. And then
what was the lead?
1-0. It was 1-0. They haven't had more. I don't know if they had more than a 1-run lead at any point this season. Maybe they have. But they only scored 1 run because their offense is just absolutely dreadful right now. Chris Sale pitched well, but Ohtani got him. In a pitcher's count, and then Mookie Betts is one of the best players in baseball, and he missed. He missed a pitch to a great player, and he parked it over the fence, and that was it.
Now, other teams are missing us too, right?
Let's say no.
Okay.
Let's say every pitch, all of the 152 pitches that the Dodgers threw last night were perfectly placed.
Okay.
Only 96 of them were strikes, but sometimes guys throw balls on purpose,
right.
You know, bury it 0-2, whatever, just to make you swing and chase.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. The Braves have come up against the single greatest 6-game stretch of pitching in baseball history.
Okay. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right. So I'm going to go back to something we spoke about in the earlier show and something that Brian Snicker said. And it's true. It does happen in sports when you are not doing well. and you try to and you add on to it is by pressing and by, you know, trying to be that one guy, trying for this one swing, trying for this one whatever to be the one that gets us going. And a lot of times when you get in that mode, you mess up even more. And so could that be it? I take it at his word for it.
No, I mean, I think that's a true thing that happens, right? I mean, I mean, why we press him so hard for it's the first week.
I don't know.
October.
And this is nothing. I don't want to argue against the take that a lot of people keep sending me. I don't believe they're playing bad because Wash ain't here.
Oh, I don't think that either. No.
I just don't believe that. I wish Wash was here? Yes, because I love him.
Me too.
But they love him. But I don't think that they're playing this bad because he's not here.
No, I mean, look, they made the playoffs last year. I know last year wasn't great either, but the reason they won so few games last year is because everybody got hurt.
Yes.
Like, Wash didn't have anything to do with that. I mean, I guess there might be a couple moments in games where Matt Tuiasosopo isn't sending a runner that Wash would have or whatever. But, like,
but Wash couldn't send – Wash can't manufacture runs.
No, he can't.
There's nobody there
send
to send
guys that don't get on base.
Yeah, there's nobody to send.
And if you're telling me, and we've done this a few times with not just Wash, but just with other things. This reminds me of the Solomon Hill thing. This reminds me of, there's like a variety of things like this that have happened. If you're telling me that these guys can't play to their talent level as professionals because the third base coach is gone, then fire all of them.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of every single one of them.
Get rid of them.
You got to get rid of them.
You got to go.
Yeah, you got to.
If you can't produce or you can't do your job,
but at the same time, it's like one of those things when we try to figure out why the hell can't the Falcons stop being the Falcons? Well, it must be a curse, like, because we haven't come up with a better solution. I don't have a better answer for why these guys that are good hitters aren't hitting.
No.
You know?
So
I don't have a better answer.
So you gonna go with the Wash?
No, I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's what it is either.
You got to go with the Wash?
But, I mean, Austin Riley's batting .091.
Just one of them freak things.
It is maybe just one of them freak
things. Maybe it is. I don't know. Again, we'll talk to Grant in a sec. And maybe
he doesn't know either.
He has an insight or something, man. But I was going to go with the old pressing.
Pressing makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the old pressing. Andy, it's one of those things where you got to take on the responsibility of getting it started.
Yeah, somebody.
I'm the party starter.
Do it.
I'm the Huckleberry.
Be the Braves Huckleberry.
Yeah.
For Val Kilmer. Do it for Val.
Yeah.
Michael Harris is a great player. Start the game off tonight, you know? He's had some non-competitive at-bats.
Yes, he has.
So far this season.
I hate to say that.
So is Austin Riley. Austin Riley, 3 strikeouts last night. I mean,
not even close though.
A couple of them real bad.
Yeah, that's the thing about it is, baseball, you strike out.
I was so excited when Ozzie came up with 2 runners on and he was batting right-handed. I was like, oh, good, right-handed Ozzie with the runners in scoring position.
Love it.
He's like one of the best hitters in baseball. Rolled over on a grounder to the third baseman. It's like God.
It's like
God, dog it. What do we got to do?
Get one,
Jobu. You gotta get Jobu in there.
Yeah, I'm talking about. Hey, light it up, man. Hey, Bo. Y'all got rum? Go, hey, Bo, take it upon yourself when you get down to the Truist Club. Take a bottle and go put it in a locker. Something.
All right.
Something.
We did have, let me give a shout out here because one of our guys was at the game. Tim. Tim went over to the Battery yesterday and burnt some sage.
There you go.
That's a little ass piece of sage. I don't know if that's enough. Look at that.
Sage is expensive these days. What the hell is that supposed to do?
Yeah, sage must be costly. You can't just be burning money. But that's not enough sage, I don't think, to fix what these guys have going on right now. We'll see if Grant can fix it. Grant McCauley is going to tell us everything that's going wrong and how to fix it coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.